WVA Mobile.
TMW, you still out there, Dave?
Boss, JP4CPA.
Out about time I stepped out of the truck to load a battery in the back.
I'm kind of in a noisy spot right at the moment.
A little bit different.
Should be getting better here.
Hey, on this windy day.
Good. I just got off the tennis court and I won 2 out of 3, so I went set, so that wasn't too bad. I guess I could just say I won the match. 6-4, 6-1, 6-4, I believe it was.
2 out of 3 ain't bad, right?
I mean, he whooped me pretty good on the second one. But, yeah, the wind really, it wasn't that bad. I mean, it was windy, but it wasn't like, the cold really didn't bother you. It was just the wind, blew the ball around, and that was kind of, sometimes it was in your favor and sometimes it wasn't.
I'm inside the bubble today.
That's $40 a pop, and that's $20 a piece, and I might do it, like once a year, once or twice a year, but I don't want to get in the habit of spending that kind of money. And usually it's already taken.
Playing that thing for free since you're a member of the club.
The only courts that are free are outside. And, you have to reserve those. They're only to let you reserve them 2 days ahead. So if you want to get a court, like on Thursday, you better call at 7 o'clock on Tuesday morning when they open, or you probably won't get one.
Location to play tennis outside in weather like this.
It's about the only thing I do outside, unless I just have to. I mean, if I had to do something outside of the house or whatever, I guess sometimes you don't have a choice. But if it can wait till a warmer day, then it's not going to get done.
I don't blame you on that one. Yeah, I do the same thing. Sunday was to just sit at home and take it easy day. Man, the weather was just awful.
Guys, I think it was Tom in the 0TR that said next week we were going to have some of the coldest weather we've had since 2018.
Sunday night or Sunday morning, they were calling for it to be in the teens. And then set up to be cold all week, maybe chance of some precipitation.
About 12 o'clock, let's see. Yeah, about 12 o'clock, it started. We had snow flurries over at my house and Taylor's, and then it kept coming down. I mean, just, flurries. It melted since it hit the ground, but then the sun came out and it was still snowing.
I just passed a guy walking down the interstate with a backpack on and a short sleeve shirt.
Some people, this cold weather doesn't bother them, so I've seen some guys out playing in this kind of weather in shorts and, knock yourself out. I just can't do it anymore. I guess when I was young, it didn't bother me, but I remember when I was at Mars Hill College, I took a tennis class as an elective, and just getting my, hours. It was probably a 1 hour or 2 hour class, probably a 1 hour class, and it snowed one day on the, while we were taking, doing the class. It was outside, and it started snowing while we were out there on the tennis court.
Had to pass on that one. Although I like the snow, but I like to be dressed for it also.
What you been up to today?
Not too much. I'm off work compound, but I'm still kind of on the clock. I'm headed over to Greer to pick up a battery. I figured I'd do it on my way home, and then that way I'll just pick it up, be off the clock, and I'll be at the house. And then I got a boom lift, got a dead battery, so I need a new battery.
Today was demolition day at my house. We're getting our main bathroom remodeled, and so today was demo day. If old Chip from, if you ever watch Chip and Joanna Gaines, one of their shows called, they redo houses, and Chip he's always excited when it's demo day. So when the guys came in, it was about seven of them, I said, "Demo day!" I mean, they thought I was crazy.
I'll do you a good job.
Half of them, they better do a good job. They kept coming in. I said, I know you. And we know a lot of people this guy's done work for, and they're good friends of ours or friends of ours, and they all just give him glowing recommendations, and he has a portfolio he carries around, and he shows you pictures of stuff that he's done, and his work is just really just very good. And so I've been, impressed. And heck, they gutted that bathroom. They came in about 9:15, and they had it gutted by 12 o'clock.
Shower and tub and everything installed?
Didn't install anything, but it had two sinks in it. That was a one-piece thing, and then a cabinet's under that, and then they took the commode out, they took a shower out, they took a tub out, they took the door out, two doors actually, and the door face in and all, because what they're gonna do is we're gonna take up the closet area on that wall and use it as part of the bathroom, so the bathroom will be a little bigger, and the other door that goes into the bathroom we're gonna widen, so because it's so narrow, it's like a 30 inch door or something, or 32, and we're gonna, or I think it's a 30, and we're gonna widen it. I forget how wide it's gonna be, but it'll be big enough to get a wheelchair through there. I hope we never need that, but you just never know.
Nowadays, plan on just in case, because if you don't, then sure enough, something will happen, and then you'll be remodeling it again, right?
My wife's had to, she's had some joint problems, and she's had to go through the door with the walker, and the door's so narrow that she had to turn the walker sideways to get through the door. That's how narrow it is. So they're going to widen it a little bit. And it'll make the bathroom a little more accessible. And, of course, we'll have new everything, new floor. Dang, that truck almost hit me. Woo! I almost got sideswiped just then. I don't know what he was doing. He's probably on his dang cell phone, texting or something. He's going real slow, pulling a trailer. Good luck, buddy. I'm turning in the neighborhood. I'm getting away from him. Anyway, so we're getting everything new. Floor, shower, no tub, new sinks and mirrors and lighting, commode. We're getting a 19-inch tall commode. And then a little area for my wife to put on her makeup and that kind of thing.
I will enjoy all of that. It'll be a lot better in that taller commode. That really helps on the knees. I know my mother-in-law is trying to talk me into changing my mine in my guest bathroom, and that, because it is kind of low. I guess it's standard height, but you don't really realize it until your knees hurt.
I can't remember what the number is on this height. I think it's like 15 inches or something. And it's just not very, it's standard height. But heck, I could use it higher. And I don't have any tremendous joint problems. I mean, like, my knees hurt right now just from playing tennis for an hour and a half. But anyway, well, I got this thing parked on the side of the road. They got the driveway all taken up with like a big thing, you know, a dumpster type thing. And then we'll get our garage back after tomorrow, I think. But anyway, I'm going to jump out of here and see what's going on. I'll say 73s and clear out of here after your final KB4 CPA.
Thanks for talking us in here halfway back to the house. I appreciate it, and I hope you have an awesome time. I hope they do a good job for you, and Mama likes it. That's what's going to count. And I'll say 73, catch you another day. KN4 TFW, clear.